Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is Dale Jackson welcoming you to the Lamp and Light broadcast, coming to you from the studios of Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry. It takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is to men as they are, without compromise or apology. Speaking the truth in love is our purpose, and to give the lamp and light to all. Now, here is our teacher and pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
Yesterday in our coming day's study, we were talking about the comfort that a Christian has in knowing that he will not have to go through the tribulation. What a good place to end the week. Now, my friend, we need a Savior. We cannot have a Savior if we don't let the man save us, whoever it is. I mean, we get saved, ask the Lord to save us, and yet, just like in a case here where somebody comes forward and there's somebody praying for him, then it's a good thing that he can meet with them and say, hey, I'll go with you. Hey, are you saved? And talk with them about these things and get information on them. I think that's a great thing. Now, again, we all need a Savior. We can't save ourselves as Americans, as simple human beings. We are a ready people, but also a needy people. Now, isn't it interesting that God says he is angry with the wicked every day in Psalms chapter 7, verse 11? I wonder, is God angry with this last generation of Christians and therefore determines that we should face his wrath? No, I'm not looking for the tribulation. I'm looking for the rapture. If this lost and last generation of Christians are so wicked that he's going to allow us to go through the wrath, then that eliminates grace through faith, and it makes them only words. You are saved by grace, and your Christian life is by grace. His love means that he wants us with him, and that he is better for it. But being with him, for us, is far better. Our determination to meet him in the clouds, our deliverance is through Jesus Christ our Lord. And our delight is seen here in verse 11 of our text, where he says, wherefore, comfort yourselves together and edify one another, even as also you do. Now, to use common sense, how could those words comfort us if we knew that we are going to go through the tribulation or any part of it? It would not be a comfort to me. This passage is written to people who have received Christ as their Savior. It is a comfort for them. But if you're not saved, this passage is not comfort for you, knowing that the day of the Lord is going to come and take out those that are unsaved from their pernicious ways, but he's also going to take these saved people out. He's going to take them out. He's going to rapture them and take them to be with himself. The day of the Lord is coming. He's going to take those that are saved as a thief. That sudden destruction is going to come upon them. That is not a comfort for the unsaved. He says, comfort one another. How? Because we know the rapture is coming before he pours out his wrath. Do you know that, my friend? And do you understand it? 1 Peter chapter 4, verse 17 says, judgment begins at the house of God. That ought to make us think. It is interesting. Many commentaries I've read finish at verse 10, and they start a new section of their verses 11 through 28. When you go through some of the Greek texts that are out there, you find that verses 1 through 11 are written in paragraphs. Verse 11 is not a part of the paragraph. In verses 12 through 28, and God wants this paragraph to finish with this thought, that we comfort ourselves together and we edify one another. Why is that? Well, in verse 8, orders are given to get battle ready. Then in verse 12 through 28, there will be 21 commandments that are given, somewhat like military orders for God's soldiers, commandments given that he expects carried out. There will be an accounting. So, to be brief to the point, how can you say, what does that have to do with the context in our verses? Well, through verse 11, simply this. You can be as Noah, or you can be as Lot. So, if you follow those things in verses 12 through 28, you can be as a Noah the 21 commandments in these verses are written so you'll know how to order your life in the Holy Spirit of God until that rapture takes place. Now, the Holy Spirit of God, until the rapture takes place, it is not enough to know that the rapture could happen at any moment. What is important that we know how to live, not occupied with his coming, but rather occupying till he comes. The word comfort has the idea of to encourage. So let's encourage one another to stay true to the word in our homes, in our churches, in our neighborhood. Christian, encourage one another. Why? Because you know there are those who sleep. And by that I mean they are asleep spiritually. Not dead, but spiritually. They're tolerating the world. They're going along with this world. Although they were saved, when you live like a Christian ought to live, there will be people who are going to oppose you. The world itself is going to oppose you. And they will oppose a biblical standard. They're going to oppose the witness. They're going to oppose holiness. So expect to get called a legalist if you do these things. And be proud that they do call you that. Because that's actually a good meaning. Edify one another. As you see the day approach, yes, the onslaught comes from every side. Satan, from even some of his God's people, whether knowingly or unknowingly, will seek to defeat, even in your own life, whether they use the past or something else, they will seek to bring defeat to you. Yes, there are people who name the name of Christ who are not sensitive to the Holy Spirit. They are not walking with God, so encourage one another and edify one another. Do it so much that the more, as you see the day approaching, has the idea there. You know, edify one another. Boy, be building one another up, be encouraging other Christians to stay true, to stay holy, to stay right, and to be a witness as you see the day approaching. Doing those things says, I believe that day is approaching soon. And if you believe that day is approaching soon, to be about it, is 1 John chapter 3 says there, if you'll remember there, about the seeing him, for we shall see him as he is. What a great passage that is. I mean, seeing the Lord Jesus. When we're raptured, we're going to see the Lord Jesus as he is. I think that is a great thing. And we look forward to that day. But in 1 John chapter 3 and verse 3, he says, Beloved, now are we the sons of God, and it doth not yet appear what we shall be, but we know that when he shall appear, we shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is. Now, do you believe that he's going to come? Do you believe that he's going to rapture? Do you believe that you can be caught up? Oh, yeah. He says, and every man, in verse 3 of 1 John 3, every man that hath this hope in him purifieth himself, even as he, that is, as Jesus is pure. Now, what's he telling you? He says, if you're going to stand true to the word, if you're going to stand true to God's word, you're going to walk with God, you're going to have answered prayer, then you're going to purify yourself even as he's pure. Believing in the imminent return of Jesus Christ, you have a belief of that. You believe you're going to give an account. A real belief is not just a statement. It is something that you bound your life on. And so you purify yourself even as he is pure. Now, friend, the Bible says when you're raptured, if you're saved, you'll be changed in a moment in the twinkling of an eye. You'll have a body fashioned like unto his glorious body. Those are great things. But the first thing to understand, the first thing that is most important, is that you know that if you die today, that heaven's your home. You see, Jesus has to be your Savior before you can be looking forward to the rapture. He must be your Savior. So what must you do? You must admit, I am a sinner. Jesus died on the cross for every sin you ever have or you ever will commit. He paid the penalty in full. So what is your responsibility? Admit your need. I am a sinner. I deserve to be separated forever from God in the lake of fire, hell. Now, a lot of people say, well, I don't deserve that. Well, you don't understand what sin is before a holy God. You see, when Adam and Eve sinned, he said, in the day you eat thereof, you shall surely die. And the word death means separation. They'd be separated from God, and they'd be forever in the lake of fire. When their physical body dies, their spirit would be there in that lake of fire, unless there was a Savior, and Jesus became the Savior, the seed of the woman, as Eve was told. Okay? But what was their sin? They took of a fruit of a tree. Like you would tell a child, not take any candy now. Don't get any candy out of that bowl before supper. Well, if they do, you don't say, well, your wages is death. Okay? But what I'm saying to you is this. We don't realize the gravity of sin before an all-holy God. We've all sinned, my friend. And the wages of sin, what I've earned, what you've earned, what we've all have come to us, the wages that we've earned, that we have come to us, the wages of sin is death. Final complete separation forever from God in the lake of fire. But the gift, not something we earn, but the gift, the wages we earned was to go to hell. What was not earned was the gift of God, which is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. Jesus paid it all. He paid the penalty for our sin. It's the gift of God. Romans 5:8 says, but God commendeth his love toward us, in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us, just like we are. He paid our penalty. In Romans 10:9, he says that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, Lord, his deity, Jesus, his humanity, thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, that he was God come in the flesh, and believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. Saved from what? Saved from the penalty of sin, eternity in the lake of fire. Saved from its penalty and its power. For the wages of sin is death. But in salvation, that thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, literally, physically, bodily. He says, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart, man believeth unto righteousness. When you're believing something with your heart, you're trusting your life on it, you're banking everything on it. Bank your life, your being, everything about you, bank that on the Lord Jesus Christ. For with the heart, man believeth unto righteousness. That is the righteousness of Jesus Christ. Ephesians 1:6 says that I'm accepted in the Beloved. When I go to heaven, I'm accepted in him. I have banked everything on the blood of Jesus Christ and his resurrection being my payment for sin, and that he would accept me when I came to him in repentance and faith. So the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Now, my friend, God doesn't lie. He said if you'd call upon him, he would save your soul. Won't you do that now? Why not right where you are? Bow your head. If you really want to be saved, you want to know that heaven will be your home if you were to die today. What must you do? You must believe that Jesus actually did die for your sin, all of it, and he paid it in full, and that he rose bodily from the dead. He was God and come in the flesh. Believing that, you receive his payment. You receive him as your Lord and Savior, as your God. And as you do, he says, whosoever would call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Call upon him and ask him to save you. You give him your life. It's like a wife and a woman and a man getting married, and the wife, by the Bible, is to be in subjection. So she is giving her life for that husband. And that husband gives his all for his wife. Well, that's what we're doing. And come to Jesus Christ. The Bible even likens marriage to getting saved in Ephesians 5:32. So my friend, you're not sure if you die today that you go to heaven? Well, if you believe that Jesus died on the cross and paid your penalty for your sin for all time, like he said he did, then pray this prayer right now. Dear God, I know that I'm a sinner. Forgive me of my sins. I believe Jesus Christ shed his precious blood on the cross and died for my sin. I believe that he was buried. 3 days later, he rose from the dead. I right now invite Jesus Christ into my heart, my life, as my Lord, my God, as my Savior. Save me right now. Thank you for saving me. In Jesus' name, amen. My friend, if you just prayed that prayer and you meant it, would you write us and let us know? We want to be a help to you. We want to pray for you. So write us and let us know. You can go to our website, find booklets by Dr. Andy Bloom, and I would suggest that you start on the one that says Building Blocks. And then added to that, start reading your Bible and talking to God every day, and let him begin to help you to grow in your new Christian life. Well, I want to thank you for listening to The Lamp and Light today. Please ask your friends to listen, because that's how The Lamp and Light grows. And my friend, please allow the lamp of God's Word to be the light that you follow today.
We want to thank you for listening to The Lamp and Light broadcast. If you'd like a CD copy of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name and mailing address, and include the radio station by which you are listening, and the date of the broadcast. We would appreciate a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us by our website and freely download the sermons by clicking on the sermon library. That site is www.centralbaptistocala.org. Again, the address of Lamp and Light Broadcast is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, OCALA, Florida, 34471. And our website is www.centralbaptistocala.org. This is your announcer, Dale Jackson, saying, may God's peace be with all who are in Christ Jesus.
My feet on his firm foundation, for the Bible says, I will plant my feet on his firm foundation, for the Bible says.